Hi, and welcome to Returning to Right Relationships, coming to you directly from the Horse Barn at Sequilly Center in the heart of the North Carolina foothill country. Osio, and welcome to part two of Returning to Right Relationships. Before I get started, I need to give my buddy Tecumseh here a little hay and put him in a stall to keep him busy while I talk. Say hello to the people, Tecumseh. Good boy. Let's put you over here in the stall now, and here you go, here's some hay. And you just stay busy over here, okay? Good fella. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, and have Tecumseh taken care of, I want to tell you this. I kind of made a happy accident. That's what I like to call a mistake, a happy accident. I made a happy accident in recording this edition and this show on natural law, and ended up with close to 40 minutes of show. And 40 minutes is too much. When you're dealing with spiritual matters as we are, and especially spiritual matters that are basically new to a lot of people, you want to leave a digestion period in there with what you say. We say a lot of new things that are new to a lot of people, so we want to give you a chance to digest that. And you can't do that when you're given too much information at once. So what we decided to do is to cut the show into two parts. Now, let me say this, too. During this recording of the Natural Law Show, I said some things that are very important in the beginning of it, or what I did, is I cut those out, and they are the subject of this show. We're going into some things like why being an individual is important, and some of the qualities of that. And we're also going to talk about something very important, and that is the power of choice, and the native concept of time. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Okay, last time I told you that life is all about relationship, and I wonder if you have considered that statement. Let's look a little deeper. We were all born alone, and essentially most of us will leave life that way. Between our birth and our death is a universe of experience. We all experience life by virtue of relationship from the time we are born. That statement is all-inclusive and a fact. I'm going to rant a bit about our relationships as they stand here in the 21st century. You know, over the last century, humanity as a whole has become very technologically advanced. But during that time, we have certainly gotten no wiser. Wisdom is defined as the proper application and use of knowledge. The proof of that is in our relationship, and lack thereof, with the earth and each other. I should hope that this series will bring the listener into a greater awareness of what right relationship is and how to achieve it for your own good, that of others, the earth herself, and humanity as a whole. I think there are three major reasons for our current wrong relationships with the earth and each other. Those reasons, more correctly, excuses, are our arrogance, our ignorance, and our fear. Yeah, I know, buddy. Let's look at these in a little bit more detail. Yes, as a species, we are arrogant. And in our arrogance, we have completely forgotten the fact that we are animals. And as animals, we are just as subject to nature and natural law as any other life form on this planet. We are so arrogant and feel so superior to everything else. In fact, that somewhere in the deep past, we got this ridiculous idea that we could live outside the boundaries of natural law. Folks, not even Uniqua lives outside natural law. And I have a problem with the thought that we are superior to God Almighty. Uniqua is holy. And that is because Uniqua will not violate the law that he lays down for his creations to live by. The latter is a spiritual law called the law of holiness, and I'm getting ahead of myself. Whatever. Arrogance is a killer, people. It keeps us from the earth and from each other, and Uniqua, and just about everything else. Arrogance is the end result of an out-of-control ego. I say out-of-control because ego has a place in our physical survival as individuals, but that is the only proper place ego has. Now, a word about fear. Whether you know it or not, or realize it or not, or even understand it or not, fear is the greatest motivator and controller of humans on Earth. In the case you didn't know it, fear is an energy and not an emotion. What we see and experience as emotional fear is a reaction to that energy. In fact and in truth, all negative emotions are fear-based. Love is also an energy and not an emotion. All positive emotions are love-based. Understand this, fear is the opposite of love. The whole world suffers from too much fear and not enough love. It is grossly out of balance. Why? Because of our own arrogance, our own fear, and that brings us to ignorance. Most of us are so ignorant that we no longer know what to know. And you can believe me, it's purposeful. So what is that purpose? To deny you your birthright to knowledge and liberty and equality among all things. Tecumseh and I are an example. We're both animals. We were made by the same creator, and we both know and understand that. I, as a human, am no better or worse a being than Tecumseh. We have earned each other's respect, and we have a strong, positive, and mutually beneficial relationship built on that. We are fast friends and partners, and we learn a lot from each other. Everything about you and your interaction with life is important. Your unique self is important. Being an individual is important. It's not just important to you. It's important to your path and your relations with all things and mystery to be a unique expression. This is why you're here, to be a unique expression of mystery. And that is important. When you share your life and your viewpoints and your feelings with others, this is how we form relationships. And it's important to realize that humanity has the ability to change the shape of all things on the earth through the power of choice. There is always three choices in any given situation. Folks, this is important. You really need to look at this. There are always three choices in any decision-making process, and they are to choose this, to choose that, or to choose not to choose. Change means that every day is a different day, and every now is a different now, with all of the possibilities and potentials that life and the universe have to offer. And this is now to now. Now, this is the way we live. I'm going to stop here for a moment and talk about now. Now is where I am right now. We change the future, people. We form the future. We cannot do anything about the past. Nothing. We cannot do anything about the past. We can do something about the future. And even though we are small little cogs in a major political wheel on a big planet with billions of people on it, we are important. We are important because we are individuals. We have sight that nobody else has ever had, nobody else ever will have. And we have experiences with the same things that are very unique to us. And those things need to be shared, and particularly the positive ones, particularly the positive experiences. You have the ability and the power as a human being, as a single human being, no matter what your stance in life is, what your economic status is, what your origin is, your race, your language, or your culture. You have an opportunity right this very second to change the next now. Now is the only time that exists. It never is any more than that. The next now. And you, right now, can change the face of everything by the decision you make in this now that changes the next one. And it's very important to understand that. This is why choice is a right given to all men by Uniqua. And I don't care whether you're born in the United States in a first world free country, or whether you were born behind the communist bloc, or live in a communist country and have limited freedom, or have all the freedom, or live under a dictatorship and have limited freedom. In other words, the freedom to breathe the air. You can choose. You have that right of choice, and it was given to you by God, or Uniqua, or Allah, or whatever you want to call God, whatever your name for God is. That right was given to you at the time you were created. And don't ever think for a minute that anyone in this world can ever take that away from you. Okay? You overcome your fear that we talked about before, and you start utilizing your choice, and you'll see the world change in a positive way right before your very eyes and within your lifetime. Think about the possibility of that. Think about it. Okay, folks, that winds it up for this edition of Returning to Right Relationships. And me and Tecumseh will see you next week. Before I take him back to the pasture with his herd, I wanted to let you know that we have set up Fox's Fan Phone, where you can call and leave a voice message for us. And that number is area code 206-288-1763. Again, that is 206-288-1763. We are very interested in hearing from you. And if you have questions that you'd like to ask us, and advice or comments of things that you would like to hear on this show, please, please call us and leave a voice message. Now, if you can't call, you can write us at FUBAR, that's FUBAR, FUBAR at mm.st. That is FUBAR at mm.st. We want to hear from you. Tecumseh and I are interested in what you think, and this is your show. We're just doing it. And thank you, and we'll see you next edition. Come on, Tecumseh, let's take you right on out there and put you back with Cameo and the rest of them.